was a Saturday in the month of June, and they were down by the lake again, and he was humming his favorite tune. She was a runaway from the Catholic school. She had
started, and I've told the story before. I'd gotten this four-track recorder, and this is when Mo, all the guys and Mo were living in the same house in Albany, and we were touring about 250 to 300 days a year at this point. And so we'd go on tour, and we'd play for like 2 weeks, then we'd come home, and we'd load all the stuff down into the basement, and we'd practice for 2 days, and we'd put it all back in the van, and then we'd drive to Montana and back, and then do the same thing all over. And we're doing this year-round. And so on one of those trips, I scored a four-track recorder, and we had like a day and a half at home, and I just had to make this thing work to see if it worked. So I started just playing a couple of things. I laid down a couple of chords and a bass part and like a lead guitar part, and then we had to go on tour. And Diane had all these songs that she had recorded on this crappy little, like, you know, mono, you know, dictation sort of recorder. So I gave her the four-track machine, and I was like, here, take this, record all of your songs in a proper demo kind of way. And I left that tape in there. And I'd completely forgotten about it. When I came back, she had turned it into a song. And this was the song.